myself, I think Guinness H is religious and everyone hates Pam. So you
You're making me repeat this. So Mad Duck says that Ben SH is a religious issue and everyone hates Pam, and that's the difference between the two.
There are multiple solutions for Ben SH. That's the religious issue, mm-hmm. and everyone has had problems with Pam in the past. By having to stack the modules. Now,
okay.
You're providing a solution.
Okay, so you're saying I'm providing a solution in PAM to a problem everybody's had, and so there's not a lot of pushback on it, whereas what shell you use is a religious issue, and everybody wants it to be something different. Have we done wrong by allowing people to derail the BinSH discussion by entertaining those ideas? Because everybody has an opinion, it doesn't actually mean that it has much of a technical impact, really. There hasn't been a whole lot of technical argumentation on the mailing list about this. There's been a whole lot of, I want to do this because I want it. It is how I view it. And so I wonder if the package maintainers actually have not been involved in that discussion either. The maintainer of Bash and the maintainer of Dash have not been participating in that mailing list discussion. So the people who actually have the authority to go off and do it haven't been participating. So I wonder if that's part of the problem there.
Interesting discussion, but I want to go back to Joey's comment about Ubuntu and how they seem to be leading the changes done in Debian. That's partly true and partly not true. They have been having some detours, at least with the boot system, which didn't lead anywhere. They are moving back. So like the multi-arch update RCD argument, they introduced it and are now removing it again because Debian went another way and they don't want to maintain a deviation from Debian forever. On the other hand, a month ago, we had a Debian boot and Ubuntu boot work group in London and discussed how we could move things forward and hopefully emerge to some common solution. And that's what we're going to have a both about tomorrow. So in some ways, Ubuntu is easier to change because they have a centralized management, they have a guy on the top that makes decisions, and they release every 6 months, which means they can do changes faster and, of course, do mistakes faster. Which is a good thing for Debian, I think, because we can pick the good pieces and leave the bad ones out. And obviously Ubuntu see the same way, so they remove the bad ones as well when they discover it. It's better to have someone else discover the problems than yourself, of course. And also I think some changes in the way at least Ubuntu seem to appear these days. The last 2 years I think they have been improving a lot in pushing the changes back into Debian. In the start, it was obviously more disorganized, and now it seems to be a more formal push to get things back into Debian. I think that's a really good thing.
Mm-hmm. Interesting that you pointed out the there's a guy at the top as part of the reason for this, because in the day-to-day design work, the guy at the top doesn't have to get involved. And so I wonder if that's really a prerequisite for Debian being able to benefit from some of the same kinds of social structures or not. Arbiter of last resort is certainly a case there, where in Debian our arbiter of last resort is a committee that never arbitrates.
Well, it doesn't really fill the same position. You can't just go to the technical committee and like discuss if you want something to happen. The technical committee doesn't fulfill that need at all.
Right. You can go to the technical committee and do that. We just won't be any use to you. Okay, well, are there any other questions? Okay.
It's just a question about the package. I'm back to to the original. I haven't tried it. I suppose I have it installed because I have Sid, but I haven't installed it. Is there any option to use the system you already developed to, for example, customize one application?
No, there is not. This is all based on centralized authentication policies.
No, what I was thinking about is just using the same framework you've developed just to, for example, configure differently the SSH system, for example. Well,
you could certainly derive from it to do something like that. In practice, the per package, the per service config files are all conf files by design. So you couldn't put it in Debian without a lot of coordination and additional work to do that. Do you have, what's your use case that you have in mind where you would want to do that?
I was thinking just about configuring a different, for example, for HTTP authentication using PAM, just using the same framework to select a couple of configurations from the standard set.
Okay.
Maybe it makes sense. I do it by hand. I mean, it's not a problem, but
yeah,
just
if you
have the framework, you say, oh, maybe.
Sure, yeah. my gut feeling is that doing it by hand is actually more practical because the people who are doing that have their own ideas and all the abstraction is not necessarily useful to you doing that.
This in some ways comes back to the long-standing question of whether telling PAM auth update to update your SSH conf file, your SSH PAM service conf file, counts as a manual change to the conf file that would be permitted, or whether it's an automatic thing.
Mm.
And I don't think we've ever satisfactorily resolved that from a policy point of view.
Yeah, if it's called from a maintainer script, my feeling is that it's...
Sure.
Yeah. Well, if there are no other questions, then thank you for your attention. It's a good discussion.